Hey, hey, good morning.
Bay Area, wake up.
Y'all ready to have some fun? Come on.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
Yeah, baby.
Have a nice time at work.
Please be quiet.
You keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
This right here is family.
At this time, I would like your full attention.
This is how legends are made.
This is Big Bay Morning.
Checking in on Hump Day. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, March 29th. We are Big Bay Mornings. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Top of the morning to your producer, Martha.
Top of the morning. What's up, Bendy?
So, how did we weather the storm yesterday? All good? Everyone good?
I used it as a lazy day.
Isn't it the best to use it as an excuse to do nothing?
Yeah, it was so nice.
Well, I did the opposite.
What?
I know. I had to run around yesterday, but the worst part, my people with curly hair. So I went to the hair salon yesterday, and it was raining, and there was nothing I could do. I needed to get this hair taken care of. So I went, and after my hair was done, the rain stopped conveniently. It was great. But the thing about there being moisture in the air is that it makes your curly hair frizz. So this morning, I am dealing with the fact that my hair wasn't completely dried. And the humidity in the air has now activated it. And my poofiness is coming through this morning.
The problems of having curly hair.
Your wife has really curly hair. And I know that when it rains, you can feel the rain in your hair.
We were... I was out to lunch with my wife and a friend of mine, a guy, maybe 6 months ago, and my wife has naturally very curly hair. Sometimes she straightens it, other times she rocks the curls. We're sitting down at lunch, and my buddy goes to my wife, thinking it's a compliment. Oh, I see you decided to wear your hair frizzy today.
Frizzy.
I'm like, bro, that's not what you call it.
That's not bad. No. Frizzy.
And she's like, thank you?
That guy's single, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Frizzy. I don't think I don't think anybody wants their hair to be called frizzy.
Anywho.
Wear your hair frizzy. That's a new style.
Can we shout out all the short, bald men in the Bay Area listening right now?
What?
This is your time to shine. Short, bald men, listen up. It is your time. A new dating poll found that it is a great time to be short and bald, and women are loving these kind of guys right now.
Who's these women?
Dating.com did a poll, and that's what they found.
Dude, look at those Oppenheimer, whatever those guys' names are on Selling Sunset. They own that realty place. They get every hot chick imaginable.
But Greg, did you hear what you just said? Don't they own the realtor place? They're rich.
Yeah, they're rich, but still, they're very short and very bald.
All right, so yeah, let me ask you that, Nikki and Greg. So, and by the way, they define short as 5'7" or short. That's considered a short man, bald, obviously, no hair. What traits would this individual have to have in order for you to date a short, bald guy?
Oh, I'm about to sound real shallow.
Well, for me...
it's okay.
Well, listen, you asked me. Listen, I don't mind short dudes. And I lecture my single female friends all the time because they always discount short dudes. And their main excuse is, I don't want to be taller than them when I wear heels. But this is so stupid. Like, you find a guy who has excellent traits who's nice to you, and you're going to boot him because he's short and bald. That's dumb. And that's why you're single.
No, this is not why I'm single. I'm single for many other reasons.
Well,
because
you go for the tall, hot dude who's going to cheat.
Okay.
Hold on. Just because he's tall and hot doesn't mean he's going to cheat.
Yes. Basketball players are always going to cheat.
Oh, that's very different. It's because they're a basketball player.
Yeah, look. Right? I'm 5'9". So it's not even the heels thing that comes into play. I personally like a bigger dude because I like to feel smaller, more feminine. I just feel like a bigger girl when I'm around somebody, a guy that's shorter than me. Now, say he's totally nice and got all these other great qualities.
Like?
That's what I'm asking.
Money. Cars.
I was about to say all the nice things. Lex likes to take me out, want to go on trips.
Whatever happened
to
the funny guy winning? What if, can't you just be hilarious?
Hold on, wait, you can be hilarious, but you got to be taller. You got to be, okay, look at this. You got to be at least 5'9 and funny. I'll go 5'9 and funny, but you can't be 5'7 and hilarious. If you 5'7 and funny, you got to have some money, honey.
Well, what about your boy? I don't know how tall he is, but he's not that attractive. Ted Lasso, and he pulled Julia Wilde. What's her name?
Olivia
Wilde. He pulled her. He's not attractive. I mean, I don't think he's very attractive
at
all.
I think he's cute.
And he's funny.
Right, he's very funny.
See, I think he's cute. Now, the bald thing don't bother me. I like bald heads, personally. I like a bald guy.
Well, look at Kevin Hart. How tall is Kevin Hart? What, 5'1"?
Like, he is not. This chuck, no, he not. I would not,
but
I would
read
not
his,
date.
Read his book. He's got
I listen to it.
Mm-hmm. So.
But I'm just saying he could.
Even that is, well, actually, yeah, that would persuade
me. That's number one quality.
Number one. Number two is money. Number one, what Greg said.
And
says the two single people.
Listen.
The BDE, and you gotta be rich.
But the difference is I never complain about being single. I want to. I complain about, how much do I complain when I'm in a relationship, Benny? You know me.
All the time.
All I do in a relationship is say, why am I in a relationship?
I become the therapist.
Okay.
Yes, you're like, break up, move to Africa, move to Europe, move anywhere, get away. Yeah, no, I would never complain about being single.
Anyway. Okay, yeah, but yes, the 5'7". Look, there's plenty of women that want y'all out there. You're winning right now. Look, they got polls and all these things. You be funny, be short, be bald. There's someone for you, baby.
I think
just not me.
There's also something about being able to trust the other person in a relationship. So probably a short, bald dude. Not saying that they can't pull other thing, but you could trust that guy over an NBA
okay,
player.
Okay, I'm just going to say it, Greg. I know this. What we getting at. They're going for these guys because they think that they're not going to cheat on them. That's why.
What I just said.
No, but I mean like flat out. That's why these girls like him, which is fine.
It's just security. You know he's a good guy.
Because
he's
short.
You know he's not going to be after all these other people. Possibly he's a provider. Those are qualities that women want.
It's part of the reason why the dad bods are hot right now.
See, I like me a dad bod.
Yeah, less likely to cheat.
I support the dad bod.
I support
100%.
The dad bod, too.
Bring me another Girl Scout cookie. You got any raspberry tags or whatever? Yeah.
Oh, we got it.
I like my man Squishy. You trying to get fit? We about to eat these cookies, baby.
Yeah, Benny and I were supporting the dad bod yesterday when we ate those donuts.
Oh, we did. We had sour cream donuts. Well, I didn't even know that was a thing, but boy, were they good.
By the way, yesterday I looked up, after I had that sour cream donut, which is so delicious, I looked up.
Me
I have
too.
A recipe on. It's only like 4 or 5 ingredients. I can make them. I'm going to make them. Bring them into the studio.
I thought you were going to say you looked up the nutritional facts because
no,
I did that after I swallowed the last bite. I said, how many calories in this thing?
There were 2.5 donuts in this box. I ate a half and then Benny ate the rest.
Uh-huh. I'm so good. All right. Before we wrap this up, give me some lasers. Make some noise over here for the short, bald men.
Yeah.
Go get you someone that's not Nikki.
Yes, exactly. We're doing it for you this morning. Your BBM DM coming up in 10 minutes. Let's get it started with little Mark Morrison.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
Yeah.
With Benny, Nikki, and Greg.
They make it fun. They make just listening to the radio fun.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I love 99.7 now.
Good morning. Happy hump day. It is Big Bay Mornings with Benny, Nikki, and Greg. And it's time for the BBM DM. You can slide through on Instagram at Big Bay Mornings. This morning's DM goes like this. What up, Big Bay Mornings? Should I take my partner to meet my ex? My partner and I.
Wait, what?
I love everyone was looking at their phone and they just ears blinked up. Hold on,
what?
My partner and I are about to travel across the country to visit relatives and we'll be passing through a city where my ex-boyfriend lives. Now, this ex and I parted ways about 5 years ago and haven't stayed in touch since, but we were friends for a very long time and he was once a very important person in my life. I would like to get coffee with him while I'm in town and just catch up. The issue is that my partner says that if I am going to meet up with my ex, I have to bring my partner with me so my ex will understand I have someone who is, quote, an indivisible part of my life now.
Oh, God.
I'm not looking to reestablish a friendship with my ex. I just want to see him one time. And I think it would be strange and awkward if I brought my current partner with me. Am I crazy to think that it should be permissible for me to meet up with this ex one-on-one for a couple of hours? For what it's worth, my partner is not generally a jealous or controlling person.
This whole question is just silly, is dumb from the jump. You have not kept in touch with this person in 5 years. So there's no need for you to catch up with this person now. I mean, you're just inviting drama into your relationship. If this was still a friend, if you still stayed in contact and y'all were close, then I would say, yeah, why don't you meet up and take your partner and y'all can all, you know, have coffee together. But you haven't kept in touch, so this is just a dumb question.
And the fact that you're on a trip with your partner, wanting to leave your partner to go kick it with your ex, at least your partner listened to your stupid question. Oh my God, I would lose my mind if I was on a, if I was going somewhere with my new person and they said, hey babe, you know, I haven't really talked to my ex in a long time and I would love to get coffee with them. How about you stay here and I go kick it with them? We would be single. I'm breaking up with you. You sound insane. Well, I would kick you out the car.
Well, also, you're going to see your family. So what's your current partner supposed to do? Kick it with the mom that he just met while you go hang out with the ex? This is a dumb question all the way around.
Well, it sounds like they're they said passing through a city where my ex lives on the way to where my relatives
keep live. On trucking. Just keep going. Just right go past through. The city.
Don't pull over.
Stop it.
I don't see a problem with
Betty,
it.
What?
100% depends on this past relationship. How was that relationship? Why did it end? If it was a toxic relationship, if there was drama there, then no. But if it just was a relationship that just ran its course and it ended and everything was fine between you two, I can tell you right now, I can think of one ex for sure. I'm cool with all my exes. Well, I'm cool with them. I think they're cool with me.
But, I'm not so sure about that.
But I can think of one right now that lives on the East Coast, and we don't talk regularly, but if we were there, Vanessa would be fine with me grabbing coffee or lunch with this person.
Now, what about a different
in a public place for a couple of hours. Now, would I be cool with it is that's the question. No, I probably wouldn't, which I know is unfair to say. I don't see a major issue with this. Art, where do you stand on
it? I think this is a terrible idea. There is no reason to talk to any of your exes.
Not true. Now, well, if you're still friends with an ex, I have exes that I'm still friends with, and there's no beef, and they have other partners, and it's fine. But the key to this is they haven't spoken in five years. This is dumb.
So what is your motivation for wanting to talk to them? Do you want to become friends with them? Are you curious about what life would have been like? I think that's the only reason why most of us ever talk to exes, because you're curious about...
if they got fat.
Yeah, well, that and what would life have been like with
them? I just
them.
Watched a terrible movie on Prime about this. There's a new movie up there. It's about literally about that.
Yeah.
Maybe... or maybe this person has something they want to say that they never did. Maybe there's some closure there that this person, the DMer, needs and wants to do.
DM them like you DM'd us. You can get closure via social media.
I think it also depends. What does the ex look like? You know what I mean? If it's like, well, baby, this guy looks like Michael B. Jordan. I can't compete with that. Like, I don't want you falling back into the arms of Michael B.
Listen,
sitting in the car looking at the date. So sad.
Listen, if my new partner's ex-partner looks like Michael B. Jordan, not only can you have coffee with him, but I'm coming with you, and we probably going to skip the coffee.
It's going to be our new boyfriend.
Well, the rest of the room says, hell no, you can't. I say, go get some coffee for a couple of hours in a public setting.
You know you would not allow Vanessa to do this.
I said I wouldn't. I said she would allow me.
Yeah. And that is that.
That is your BBM DM. You can hit us up anytime with questions, comments, bad advice on Instagram at Big Bay Mornings. Your Dirty on a 30 is coming up next. Nikki, what do you have in entertainment?
Jay-Z refused to work with Ed Sheeran.
Who refuses Ed Sheeran? I guess Jay-Z. You're Jay-Z. You could do that. Dirty on a 30 is next.
Are you ready? Dirty on the 30. Benny, Nikki, and Greg with everything you need to know. Today's headlines.
So, how'd we weather the storm yesterday?
On the couch. Beautifully. Wonderful. Binge watching Below Deck. Loved it. Loved a good storm.
I'll tell you what. I've never actually felt my car move due to high winds. But yesterday driving home on the Golden Gate Bridge, my car was getting blown around. I thought it was going to be a big rig. At any moment, I thought it was going to tip right over.
All I knew was to stay away from the big rigs just in case that happened.
Luckily, not as much damage as last week's storm, but more cracked and broken windows in the San Francisco high-rise buildings. Here's the thing I was thinking about. Chicago doesn't have this problem, and they are famous for their high wind. They have skyscrapers. They're not getting cracked windows during the high wind storm. So what is happening here, San Francisco?
They use better materials. I mean, they're used to this kind of stuff.
Rain on and off today with the possibility of thunderstorms, but it'll be gone by tomorrow. Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring victory over the oil companies in California after he signed new legislation to stop oil companies from price gouging at the pump. I think we all remember last year when gas prices were more than $7 a gallon.
Oh, it was ridiculous. My pockets were hurting.
But that was happening even though the price of crude oil was dropping. So did not make sense. Gavin says that his new bill will fine oil companies from unjustly raising prices, as well as set a cap on how much profit they can make in a year.
It's wedding season, kid.
And wedding season is just around the corner. The invites have probably already started rolling in. But new data shows that the cost of being a guest at a wedding is skyrocketing. Any guesses on what the average cost is to be a guest at a wedding these days?
I go $500 if you're buying something new to wear and you got to get there. You got $500.
Yeah? $600.
Oh!
That is the average cost, and that includes travel, hotel, outfit, gift, and grooming.
So and grooming. Grooming, what is that?
Yeah, get your back waxed.
Yeah. So, yeah, keep your invitation to yourself, actually. I don't need to see anything in my mailbox this summer.
Sassy Sports.
Well, I gotta say, retirement and divorce look good on Tom Brady. He posted shirtless photos of he and three former Patriots teammates on the beach playing football and doing water sports yesterday. And Brady's body looks way better now than it ever did when he played football. I don't know how this happened, but maybe he was, you know, did football workouts back in the day. Now he's doing, like, body yaddy yaddy workouts now. Because he's looking hella right now. Okay. He looks ripped.
All I could think of was Top Gun. It looked like the scene from Top Gun when they're all playing football shirtless on the beach.
Yeah, but way better than the Top Gun guys because he was with fellow retirees Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, and Danny Amendola, and they all are super ripped. So they quit football, but they didn't quit the gym. And I ain't quitting them.
Okay.
They look hot. But somebody might be quitting her fiancé. We talked a little bit about this yesterday outside of Sassy Sports, but singer and actress Becky G was seen at an awards show this week without her engagement ring after her Major League Soccer fiancé, Sebastian Legette, admitted to a 10-minute lapse in judgment, he said, with an anonymous internet stalker who he's never met in person.
I'm sorry, wait, you, huh?
This sounds like a Adam Levine situation. He sent some photos.
Oh,
it all went down in the DMs, possibly. Because he says that this woman has been trying to blackmail him and extort him for money for weeks and weeks and weeks. Finally, he just came clean himself.
And he and Becky G just got engaged
in December. Yeah, well, you know, you got to get it in before the wedding.
Oh, my God.
This ain't the bachelor party. Or was it, maybe? It was the bachelor
party.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, he's pretty hot, so I might let him have one hall pass and then come back. We would see. But he got to get out the MLS and get to the Premier League because you can't take care of me. You can't take care of me on that MLS salary. You better get to the Premier League. He has begged for forgiveness, but she took that ring off, so we'll see what happens. And Steph Curry scored 39 last night to propel the Warriors to a 120-109 win over the Pelicans as we head into the final 2 weeks of the season. And every win from here on out is important because Golden State is currently barely hanging on to that sixth and final spot that would guarantee them a full playoff series. It all comes down to the final five games. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Black Panther director Ryan Coogler is developing a new version of The X-Files. It's in its early stages right now, and there's no word on which network is going to pick it up yet. But Coogler is developing the project under a deal with Walt Disney, which means this could end up on Disney+. I'm actually looking forward to this. Did you guys ever watch the original X-Files?
I did. It was amazing.
Adnan Syed's murder conviction has been reinstated. True crime fans are familiar with him from the podcast Serial. A new hearing will be scheduled, and it's unclear if he will return back to prison during this time.
This is so ridiculous. The dude got sent to jail, really, with not enough evidence. Mm-hmm. They had this podcast. He ends up getting out of prison. Now, why are they sending him back? You're spending all this time and all these efforts to send him back. He served 23 years already.
And in a new article, Ed Sheeran reveals that Jay-Z respectfully declined to rap on the Shape of You song. Could you imagine Jay-Z on this?
No.
Well, Jay-Z couldn't imagine himself on it. And he was like, look, the song is good enough as is. It does not need me. And Sheeran actually admitted that, you know, he was probably right. The song did extremely well, but he still wanted Jay-Z on there. He does have a new album coming out May 5th called Subtract.
There it is. That is your Dirty on a 30.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
What? What do you have to say now?
The Big Bang Warnings team uncovers the truth.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Bay Area cheaters, beware.
What?
I don't think that's healthy at all.
Not at all.
Benny, Nikki, and Greg are setting the love trap on 99.7 Now.
Maddie's suspicious that her boyfriend Reggie might have had someone else over to his house because the wine that they purchased together, I think they're in like a wine club or something, it's disappearing much faster than it usually does, and Maddie's not drinking it. Maddie, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, so what's going on with this wine? I don't quite understand.
Okay, so we actually have two wine subscriptions.
Okay.
Because we love wine. So, and they get delivered to my boyfriend's place because he has a front door man who can sign for them. So it just always goes there. And, you know, we love to, like, hang on the weekends. I'm not normally there during the week because I have a pretty crazy work schedule. So mostly we just chill on the weekends. We love to just enjoy some wine. But I noticed, you know, kind of recently that the wine has been, like, dwindling fast.
Okay. Do you not think that maybe he's just had a stressful week and decided to drink a little bit more?
It's, you know, it's a lot of wine. We have two, you know, subscriptions, so significant amount. I don't think he's drinking alone. I mean, I've asked him, you know, are you drinking this? And he's like, no. And I didn't flat out ask him, like, okay, then who? But I just have a suspicion that, you know, maybe he's hanging with some girl. And I actually checked his wine glasses for, you know, like lipstick stains, because I know my lipstick gets stained on there.
Yeah, that is. Even when you run the wine glasses through the dishwasher, sometimes they still come out of the dishwasher with gloss on it.
Oh, yeah. See, the gloss stays. The lipstick is a little easy to get off, but the gloss, you have to go in and scrub it yourself. So that's tough.
So you checked it and what?
I found like a little smudge of lipstick that's not a color that I have. I mean, it's very little smudge, so I mean, it could be faded. I don't know, but that kind of made me even more suspicious, like given the wine being consumed and disappearing. Mm-hmm. And it's like pissing me off too, because I'm paying for half of it. Like, where is it going?
Right.
That's the biggest issue.
If the wine wasn't disappearing, I would say it's a reach with the whole smudge on a wine glass. It could have been anyone. I mean, I'm sure there's been many get-togethers that he's had.
Well, especially if it's so faint. You can't tell whose it is at that point.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's disappearing rapidly.
What does he say when you ask him about it?
Well, like I said, I didn't, like, flat out ask him, you know, who are you drinking with this? But he said, you know, I kind of wanted to, like, gauge if he was lying. And so I was like, oh, have you had friends over recently? Like, oh, have you been drinking any of the wine? Have you tried any of the wine? And he said no to both. So now I'm definitely suspicious, but I didn't flat out ask him, like, hey, who are you drinking the wine with? Because I wanted to kind of see first before I went crazy.
Well, that's where we come in. Here's what we'll do. We'll play a song. As soon as it's over, we'll call Reggie and we'll set the love trap.
Okay.
Big Bay Mornings, home of the love trap. Maddie says that the last few times she's been over to her man's house, she's noticed that their wine club selections have disappeared before she's had a chance to have any. So is Reggie downing all this wine himself, or does he have a secret friend? That's what we're going to find out right now in the love trap.
Hello.
Good morning. May I please speak with Reggie?
Yeah, it's Reggie.
Hey, Reggie, what's going on? My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Flower to the People, and we are a brand new flower and plant shop in Livermore. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Nice to hear. Hey, what we're currently doing as a new shop is offering local residents free flowers every single day in hopes of getting the word out there about us because we are new. Reggie, you are one of today's winners, so congratulations. And as a winner, you have a couple of options this morning. If you say yes, I will send beautiful flowers to you or to someone of your choice. How does that sound?
Just wait a minute. Well, how can you call me out of the blue?
I'm calling up many local residents in Livermore out of the blue. It's just a computer-generated drawing. So as I said, a handful of local residents every single day. We're calling and offering free flowers.
Look, I don't want to cut you off. I don't really have a lot of time. I'm pretty busy here.
If you say yes, it's not going to take long because there's no money involved here, no credit cards, billing info, nothing like that. I literally just need an address because we will deliver the flowers. Again, that can be yours or that could be someone else's.
All right. If we make it quick, then we could do it.
Beautiful deal, man. And then did you want me to send them to your house or did you want to send them somewhere else?
No, I'll send them to Natasha.
To Natasha?
Yeah.
Got it. And I'll grab her address in a moment. What I'll also do is attach a card with the flowers so Natasha knows they're coming from you. Did you want to write something in the card? There's room for a message.
Yeah, why don't you write, I hope you like these because you deserve beautiful things in your life.
I hope you like these because you deserve beautiful things in your life?
That's right, yeah.
Wait, Reggie, I don't deserve beautiful things in my life?
Hold on real quick, Maddie. Hey, Reggie.
Oh, what's going on?
This is not
here?
A flower and plant shop. This is a radio station. 99.7 Now. You're on the air in what is called the Love Trap. It's where we trap Bay Area cheaters. And on the phone with us this morning is Maddie.
I knew you had someone over there sucking up all our wine. Like, are you kidding me? And I did find a glass with a bit of lipstick smudged on it. So I ran the scam on you. And
whoa, hang on. You overreacting right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, Natasha is just a good friend.
Does Maddie know this good friend?
Yeah, who's Natasha? I haven't heard of her.
Someone I got wine nights with sometimes and catch up.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're drinking your girlfriend's wine with someone else?
Well, look, I mean, it's not that big a deal. You guys are just making it out of proportion here.
Hell no, that's a big deal. You don't go drinking. It's not even yours. It's hers.
Well, it's both of theirs.
Reggie, come on. Am I really supposed to believe she's a friend?
You should trust me. It's true.
There is no way you can have wine nights with another woman at your house that your girlfriend does not know about.
I mean, let me tell you what, that's not happening even if your girlfriend does know about it.
Nah, y'all are tripping. Y'all are tripping.
No, Reggie, we're not tripping because that sounds delusional. You sound delusional.
Nah, listen, we're just getting to know each other right now. I mean,
for what?
Now we got it. You are good friends, and now you just met. Which one is it?
I said all I needed to say already.
Well, what you do need to do, I mean, if this is it, the one thing you do need to do is you need to be Venmoing Maddie for her half of the wine, because half of that was hers.
Exactly.
Or Maddie, you could just hit up Natasha and get your money.
Steer clear. That's a bad idea.
Never mind. Lucky that you're not dating me.
Don't do that. Maddie, you tell us what you want us to do. You want to hang up?
Just hang up on him. Like, after the wine and, you know, the flowers, like, he's definitely seeing her. So.
All right. We'll send him that Venmo request.
I definitely will.
KMVQ-FM, KMVQ-HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Big Bay Mornings is on. 99.7 Now.
Good morning. Happy hump day. It's Big Bay Mornings with Benny, Nikki, and Greg. When did you drop the ball? Can we have a family meeting?
Okay.
Oh, God, what happened?
What did you do?
I need your help figuring out my life.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, back in January, my wife told me that she would be out of town in April for work.
Okay.
This was in January. She said, hey, babe, I just want you to know, April 2nd through the 5th, I'm in Vegas for work. I'm telling you this now so you can have a plan ready for the puppy, Stormy. Okay.
Easy guy.
It's a dog. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Got it.
Leave
Done.
It to put it in the crate and bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Then February, check in. Hey, babe, you got a plan? I'm working on it. I'm good. Baby,
working
don't worry
on
about
it.
It.
Working on it means I've done nothing.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah.
Anywho, 2 days ago, Monday, would have been March 27th. She says, reminder, I'm leaving in less than a week for Vegas for 3 days. What is the plan with Stormy? I said, I'm going to board her, baby. I'm going to take her back to this place called Tales of Tara Linda, where we've taken
Tales
our...
Tales of Tara Linda. Yeah. That sounds like a book I read once.
Tales of Tara Linda.
That's the bridge to Terabithia.
And it's called the pet resort.
Oh, God. That's
Why
expensive.
Why can't the dog just stay in a crate?
It's a puppy, Greg.
I don't care.
The dog can't hold its bladder at 8 months for 8 to 12 hours.
Okay. We'll get Things there. Have changed.
Monday, I call the
Tales
boarding spot.
Tales of Tara Linda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they say, all right, yeah, no problem. All we need is proof of these 5 vaccinations, and then you'll need to bring her in for a one-time temperament assessment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
this
bro.
Is just
how it goes.
This
to see if they can hang out with the other doggies.
Yeah, standard.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, just basic practice, Greg.
Long story short, she had 3 out of the 5 vaccines. One she didn't have, a canine influenza vaccine. Apparently, on back order across the country. My vet doesn't have it. I called a handful of vets. They don't have it. I finally tracked down a random vet. Yes, we can give her this flu vaccine.
Did you ever think about forging the paperwork?
Now, you're going to have... That's actually not a bad idea.
Okay, you're welcome. See, I've solved
You figured out my life.
Thank you.
I wasn't even about to say it on air, Greg. I was
going
to wait.
Never mind, we're done. She's going to Tales of Tara Linda. Forged paperwork!
I hope they're not listening.
All right, so anyway, I finally tracked down a flu vaccine. Cool. That was stressful. The last one she needed was Guardia, which, if they're positive for it, it's a parasite that lives in your dog's intestine.
Okay.
For sure, she's going to be just fine. Yesterday at 4:30 p.m., I get an email from my vet saying she's positive for Guardia.
Oh, my God, bro.
So how long does that take to cure?
She said no less than 30 days because she... Now, while my dog isn't spreading it, the parasite is still... It's in there. She can't spread it to other dogs, but it is still in there, so no boarding place is going to allow her. But my vet said... She needs a medication that'll be 7 days. Then you have to wait at least 2 weeks after she finishes the medication to do another fecal. So she said, do yourself a favor, call Tales of Tara Linda and cancel your reservation because she's not going to be going there or any boarding spot. Long story short, I have no plan for 3 nights next week as to what I'm going to do with Stormy. Let me paint you the picture of my life. I wake up at 3 a.m. I leave the house at 3:30 a.m. On certain days, I won't get back home until after 12 p.m.
Does your wife know this, or have you kept this secret from her?
She knows it. And she is so disappointed in me.
Disappointed, like you're a kid.
She is.
Well, he is.
Well, I mean, like, she's gone the route of being silent on this and not screaming.
She got upset at first, and I said, hey, baby, we're not going to solve anything if we're just yelling at each other, so take a breather.
Okay.
Therapy has been working for Benny?
No, it just means he's trying to manipulate her not to yell at her.
And buy myself some time to come up with a plan to no avail, which is why I'm now asking you, what do I do next week? She cannot be in her kennel for 8 to 12 hours, depending on the day.
That's out. Are you sure that's out?
It's out, Greg. And that's, I mean, you can't do that. My poor baby. She's going to be just peeing on herself.
Like it's a kid. That's
you
got, fine.
Okay. You can, there's plenty of routes you can go with this. You can
just bring the dog up here.
There's also Rover. There's also different services.
Oh, there is, right?
There's
those
Rover.
Dogs.
Yeah.
These are strangers walking into my house.
But they go.
Bring the dog here.
Can I?
Why couldn't you?
Yeah.
Bring it in a kennel. Is that poop stuff going to get me a parasite? I've been sick enough this year.
No.
Is, that, is this parasite going to get into my poop?
No, you do have a compromised immune system these days.
I'm
maybe.
I'm a sick person right now. One step out of the rest home.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Do you think I could bring her in here? That's what I was hoping
someone
would
say. Well, you should have started with that. I'm over here giving actual suggestions.
A suggestion. Bring the damn dog in here, put it in a kennel, and put it right there. I mean, how much trouble could it be?
What's the policy on bringing an animal into work?
Who cares? Just don't. I mean,
did Archie say who cares about the policy?
What did my dad used to say? It's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Yeah. I mean, if we weren't talking this out on air, you could just sneak it in and nobody would know.
They're not going to know. Nobody's going to know. It's going to be in a kennel. As long as you're not letting the dog loose.
Stormy is a presence. Everyone's going to know Stormy's in the building.
Stormy is a presence.
And then you can take it out once, you know,
they.
You can take the dog out, you know, like, once during our show and take it outside.
Bro. Big Bay Mornings with Benny, Nikki, Greg, and Stormy next week. We down?
What's the other solution? You going to leave the dog? You going to stay at home?
I thought about it. I told the wife, I'm like, I could just fake like a positive COVID
test.
Okay,
well, that's out because you just admitted to the dog thing on the air.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to bring her in on Monday, see how it goes. Okay with everyone?
Yeah, but you also need some sort of punishment for doing what you've done. We need to find some punishment for him.
He's got
to
eat some of the dog food.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something
the
else.
Dog poop. Yeah, I got to eat the dog poop.
I got dog poop.
I don't know, but you need some. Okay. Vanessa needs to punish you.
Okay, we'll work it out.
Bag of dog food for you right here.
Oh, thank you.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Ileana in Rodeo. Good morning, Ileana.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can
you hear her? Good morning.
Can you hear her now?
Yes.
Hi.
Now I can hear her. Yes. Hi. I can hear her. Hey, Ileana, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I know you need this money. You got four kids?
Woo! Yes.
Are you going to have more? It says you're 24 with four kids.
Yes.
You've been a busy woman.
Yeah.
Was that a yes to more kids or a yes that you have four kids and you're 24?
No. Yes, I'm of 24. With
okay,
four kids.
All, right.
Woman.
All right. We're not planning on having any more. Not quite yet.
No.
All right. Well, welcome to Big Money Minute. You ready to rock and roll?
Yes.
10 questions, minute on the clock. Answer them correctly within the minute. You're going to walk away with $1,000. Good luck, Ileana. The game starts now.
Ready, set, go.
How many sides does a triangle have?
Three.
True or false? Madonna dated Harry Styles.
False.
If you have $120 and you spend $80, how much is left?
$40.
Which insurance company has a spokesperson named Flo?
Pass.
In land size and population, what's the largest continent?
Pass.
Chuck Norris was a 6-time champion in what martial art?
MMA.
Tom was the name of everyone's friend from which social media platform?
Facebook.
What bird can swim but cannot fly?
Penguin.
Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey starred together in what classic 80s movie?
Pass.
Cornelius the Rooster is a mascot for which brand of cereal? 3, 2, 1. No!
Even though he had a name?
Yeah, I didn't know he had a name either. I can picture him on the box,
yeah.
So. All right, well, let's run through them. There are three sides to a triangle. Madonna has not dated Harry Styles yet, but he's the age that she definitely likes. If you have $120, you spend $80, you're going to have $40 left. Flo is progressive insurance. In land size and population, Asia is the largest continent. Karate, that is Chuck Norris's specialty. Tom was everybody's friend on MySpace. Penguins, they can swim but cannot fly. Dirty Dancing is the movie Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey starred in. And Kellogg's Corn Flakes, that's Cornelius the Rooster.
Cornelius. All right. No money this morning, Ileana, but it was nice to meet you. And I do want to point out that you are doing God's work because you are a lice tech. And anyone who has kids... knows what that's like when your kid catches lice. So are you just all day, every day, just dealing with lice?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that makes my head itchy.
Yeah.
And it is such a pain. I'm sure you have it down. But as a parent, there's been many times that we've tried to get the lice out of Alyssa's hair.
Oh, the ukus. Oh, so yucky. Oh, God, I'm having flashbacks. I'm itchy.
That is the one thing as a kid I never had. I had everything else, but not that.
Well, have a lice-filled day, Ileana. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
We are coming back to pay your bills. $1,000 coming your way in 8 minutes. Hang on.
You're listening to Big Bay Mornings.
Yeah!
Okay, okay.
99.7 now.
Who let the dogs out?
Alrighty, so we're all set. Monday, Stormy in studio with us. Stormy is my puppy. She has nowhere to go next week because my wife's out of town. So we're bringing her in studio. We're bringing her to work.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I am fine with it.
Thank you.
I'm not always fine with this, but I'm fine with it for 3 days. But can we talk about why do people, mostly men, get themselves in these kind of situations? Why did you wait? You were warned in January to have the dog.
If you're just tuning in, Back in January, my wife told me, hey, April 2nd, I'm going out of town for work. I'm telling you now so you can come up with a plan for Stormy, for the puppy. Mm-hmm. And I thought it's a no-brainer. It's a
January,
dog.
February, March. Okay, we got 3 full months. Uh-huh.
And now here we are. She's leaving this weekend. And Stormy cannot go to a single boarding place because, unfortunately, she tested positive for Giardia, which is a parasite in the intestine. And she cannot go play with the other doggies while she has it. Mm-hmm. By the way, I didn't even know she had this thing going on.
Well, if you had taken her for one when your wife told you to start preparing and testing, if you'd have called the Tales of Tara Linda then.
It's exactly what she said, Greg. You sound just like my wife. Thanks. Appreciate
I know.
It.
Listen.
Now I'm trying to just come up with a solution. All right? I dropped the ball.
I'm a good nag. You dropped the ball. I see women always kind of give their husbands these kind of tasks to do, and they do complain all the time that the men never complete the tasks. Like, I have a friend who her husband has been renovating their bathroom for like a year now because he just won't complete it. Why?
Because we're guys, and that is how it goes. But Nikki, you did say, you mentioned Rover on the air, but a lot of texts are coming in. People are talking about these dog walking companies. I've never used one with any of my dogs before.
Yeah. So Rover, what you do, you have this little lock. I mean, there's different options that you could pick on the app. You can have them just come over, walk the dog. You can have them stay at your house if you want. You could drop them off at, they can pick up the dog and take them to your house, whatever you want. You'd probably not want them to be inside your home.
But what do they look like?
There's pictures on the app. Like, you scroll through, and then they'll see who's available in your area, depending on what it is that you're asking for. And you'll look at the picture and decide if that's who you want to watch your animal.
It says that they have ratings on them, too. Yeah. So you can check. Like an Uber. Oh, you got a 5.0 or something.
What kind of background check are they doing with these dog walkers? Because they're going to be in my house. That's the only part that makes me
a little...
Keep in mind,
people like me used to do Rover.
So, you're going to sell that one.
Sure. I mean, I was pretty good at it, but.
Can you see Art would be rolling down your hill behind your house with
the
dog?
He has like 17 other dogs. Yeah. You just try to get all of them. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what I used to do. Yeah. There would be like a dozen dogs in the house. Yeah. For like Christmas vacations when people go out of town, I make side money doing that.
What would make you not want to do that? You just don't trust people?
Yes, exactly. I don't trust people. Sorry. I just don't. In my house, it's just weird. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, this is a guy who checks his Ring doorbell 10 times an hour while his wife is at home.
Yeah.
So it's
what the hell is a squirrel doing in my backyard?
Exactly. I say just bring the dog up here and be done with it.
But you know what? Somebody just made a really good point. 510 wrote in. Doesn't Benny have a Frenchie? I don't think that you would want somebody walking that dog because it might come up missing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we'd have a Lady Gaga problem.
Ooh, that is a valid point. Okay,
well, don't tell people we got a Frenchie up here. They might be trying to break it out.
Especially these locks are broken. They work, but the locks don't even work on our doors. Don't.
Wow, Benny.
All right. Well,
there's just one left.
We have a solution. We just don't have a punishment for you yet for procrastinating like this.
I don't know, but it's going to be a doggy dog party in the studio next week, baby.
And tell Vanessa to send some of those homemade dog treats up here because I want to try them.
Okay.
They sound good. She was telling me about them at Benihana. She puts peanut butter in them and all this stuff. It sounds delicious. Sounds like a cookie.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Are you ready? We're playing everyone's favorite trivia game. This hour, our contestant, Big Tom in San Francisco. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Now, Tom, it says here that you do a great dog bark impression.
It's not as great as it used to be, but I can turn many a dog's head.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, now I'm nervous. Bark, bark.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You sound I mean, exactly. That's amazing.
Yeah, sound like a perfect little dog there. Do it one more time, Tom.
No.
Come on.
Wow.
He sounds just so good.
You could get a job doing sound effects if there were jobs doing that for dogs. Not like in movies and stuff. Do you do that? Do you go out in the Castro sometimes and just do that and see what happens?
What?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, he said he could turn a dog's head.
That's like a mating call.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, baby. All right. I'll run down that hill.
Let's get back on track, Tom. Welcome to Big Money Minute. 10 questions, a minute on the clock.
Not really.
If you answer them correctly
Good luck, Greg.
Thank you.
You're going to win the money. Are you ready, Tom?
No, but yes.
Okay, here we go.
Ready, set, go.
How many degrees in a circle?
360.
Lisa, Bart, Maggie, and Marge. They are characters on what animated TV show?
The Simpsons.
Sarah has 50 lumpias and wants to divide them up equally by five. How many do each get?
10.
Madonna had her first number one hit in what decade?
80s.
Jeff Daniels co-starred alongside Jim Carrey in what classic 90s comedy? Oh, come on.
Dumb and Dumber.
What software company owns the tallest building in San Francisco?
Salesforce.
Which decade did the U.S. have the last manned moon landing? Was it the 70s or the 80s?
70s.
What type of nuts are used to make Nutella?
Academia.
Three, two, one. No.
Man, you were cruising, Tom. You had them all right going through, but we just didn't get through all the questions. That deserves a dog bark there, Tom. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Now
happening?
He's doing a bear. What do they growl? All right, let's go through them. 360 degrees in a circle. The Simpsons. Lisa, Bart, Maggie, and Marge. You would all get 10 lumpia. Like a Virgin in the 80s was Madonna's number one hit. Dumb and Dumber, Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey. Salesforce has the tallest building in San Francisco. 1970s, the last decade. They had a manned moon landing in the United States. And hazelnuts are Nutella.
All right, Tom. No money, but it was nice to meet you, and it was fun playing with you and hearing your dog bark.
Can I just do a quick shout-out to Dash, Nate, and JJ?
Oh.
All right.
All right. We got you, Tom. Have a fantastic day. Toodaloo now. So we're coming back with Soundcheck. We're going to be playing Madonna Jeopardy. Madonna Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. We also have tickets for you to see Madonna.
Ooh.
She just announced her third show coming to Chase Center. Mm-hmm. And we have tickets for caller 25. Not yet. Call us inside Soundcheck. That is up next.
Yes. Love it.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Madonna Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome your contestant, Greg Sherrill.
Oh. Hey, I hope this is all early Madonna.
It is. Greg, please wait until the clips are over before you guess.
You know Nikki and I love to jump in on things.
Three categories, and Nikki's going to play tomorrow. We're going to do 2 days of this. So this morning is you, Greg. Nikki will be up tomorrow. Three categories. We have Madonna music, Madonna men, Madonna movies.
Ooh.
All right. And you don't get to choose your categories. I choose them for
you. Oh, my God. Well, that is not how Jeopardy works, but okay.
Yeah. You spring the game on me, then you won't let me decide the category. All right. Go for it. I don't know if I'll do well at the men, but I know the movies and the music.
Well, we'll start with the music. Very easy. At the end of this clip, please tell me the name in the form of a question of this Madonna song.
Oh, God.
Somehow I made it through.
I can see the video right now.
Greg, what song is that?
Like a Virgin.
Hey!
Like a Virgin. Touched for the very first time.
What is Like a Virgin?
Can you believe that was a scandalous song back
Crazy.
In the day?
And we move on to Madonna Men. Madonna had all eyes on this West Coast rapper when they reportedly dated in the mid-90s. Let me play you a little clip from the rapper.
Madonna has so much power that the guards let me take an extra shower because they thought she was coming to visit me.
I knew that one.
Is that Tupac?
That is Tupac!
Whoa! Yeah.
And it was posed as a question. He said,
yeah, well, I guess it was.
Was that Tupac?
I'll give that up. I'll give it up. All right. We're going back to Madonna music. Very easy. Name this song.
Look around. Everywhere you turn is heartache. It's everywhere that you go.
I mean, this was given to her by gay men and trans women. You have to vote, vote.
Your body move to the music.
Hey, hey,
you want to know the origin of this song?
Please.
Watch Pose on FX. Oh. So you watch Pose,
didn't
you?
I love Pose, yes. Yeah.
We now move on to Madonna movies in Madonna Jeopardy. Madonna starred in this 1996 movie where she played the wife of an Argentinian president. I'll give you a clip.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you.
I thought the movie was called Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
No. What?
Bro.
One word.
It's, oh.
Don't cry. Stop Googling.
Yeah, I'm going to Google.
No.
Okay, I think kind of like a Ricky Martin song. Living the... Sounds like...
Look, I'm like, living La Vida Loca.
No.
La Vida.
No.
Por Vida.
A Vida.
A Vida.
A Vida.
A Vida.
A Vida.
Cheater.
Okay. I could sing that song, though.
Final one. Final question in Madonna Jeopardy. We move over to the men again.
And
Madonna was married to this actor for 4 years in the late 80s. He won an Oscar for this role.
My name is Harvey Milk, and I'm here to recruit you.
The Bay Area's own Sean Penn.
Bam. So are we going 5 out of 5? Did he get 5 out of 5?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Close enough.
He got there on Velveeta eventually.
I mean, let's be honest. Her movies weren't exactly amazing.
I like one.
One, and that'll probably be in your round tomorrow, so don't
what?
Say
Dick I'm Tracy?
No, but I forgot about Dick Tracy.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No, the only other one she...
Yes, so we're not going to say it because I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Great job, Greg. And we do have more Madonna tickets for you tomorrow, 8:20. Make sure you are here, and we'll play Madonna Jeopardy once again as well. Have a fantastic hump day. Thanks for spending your morning with us. Anything y'all would like to say before we roll out?
Make sure to check out our social media at Big Bay Mornings. Click the links in the story. Also, share with us. I always have a question daily. Give us some answers. And also, don't be afraid. Shoot a DM.
All righty. Greg?
What she said.
Yeah!
So more Madonna tickets tomorrow. Of course, Big Money Minute, New Love Trap, and also on Thursdays, it's all about the Coupon Queen.
And I've already got my deals. I've got some hot ones. Make sure you're listening tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Big Bay Mornings.
Yeah, it's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.